Informal Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Nakhon Ayok, Thailand, January 2016. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Sarah and Nina.
It's by way of nisyapatiya. It depends on it as nisya. Without it, it cannot arise. So the citta, after the rebirth moment, can condition rupa to rise by way of nisyapatiya.
But at birth, when it particularly mentions the patisandhi and the adayavatu, do you think it can just mean that when it mentions it as mentions anyamanya nisyapatiya, do you think it can just mean that just be referring to how adayavatu is the base at that moment because the citta cannot arise at the base, the
vatu.
So in that case, so when it's talking about the patisandhi and the adayavatu conditioning each other by anyamanya nisyapatiya, I think it could just refer to the fact that the citta has to have adayavatu as vatu.
Yes, but without citta, the adayavatu and the kammacchuru cannot arise either.
Arise. So I think this is when it talks about them conditioning each other. It just means that the adayavatu conditions the citta, and the citta must have adayavatu.
By way of being what to form.
By way of being support. So I think this is maybe when it talks about anyamanya nisyapatiya.
Anyamanya, because they have to depend on each other. Because the citta has to depend on adayavatu, and without the citta, since they arise together, they depend.
So can one say in this sense it is anyamanya nisyapatiya?
Anyamanya for the moment of birth.
For the moment of birth,
yes.
Because it has to
they arise together.
Even though the citta doesn't condition the adayavatu in any way, but it must have the vatu in order to arise.
Right.
So I think this is what it means. This must have the vatu. And on the Pākāpachya, because in the Patana, it definitely refers to not just the citta's and the nama's conditioning each other, but it also, as another one, refers to the
nama's
conditioning
rupa, but not by way of vipākāpachya.
By way of vipākāpachya.
Not by way of vipākāpachya, because rupa cannot be vipāka.
No.
That's why only citta condition cittasika by way of vipāka, and cittasika condition citta by way of vipāka.
But can we not?
It has to be only nama for vipākāpachya, but they can condition rupa.
They can condition rupa, but it's under
vipākāpachya. No, for vipāka, it has to be only citta and cittasika, which can be vipāka.
Yeah, they're the only ones that can be vipāka, but the vipāka citta's can
condition rupa.
So under, I think under vipākāpachya, it's just referring to the vipāka citta's can.
The addition vipāka
citta's can condition rupa.
Not by way of vipākāpachya, but by way of vipāka, they just depend on each other. Only vipākāpachya, because citta condition rupa anyway, no matter it's vipāka or kusala or akusala, only 10 with cannot condition rupa to arise. Only 10 thavi pancha viññāna, seeing, hearing, cannot condition, and the arupa vipāka cannot condition rupa, see, but the rupa brahma vipāka can. Because vipāka citta and vipāka cetasika condition rupa by way of nisyapatiya. But when vipāka citta, as vipāka citta, it can condition only vipāka cetasika by way of being vipāka.
I don't know why the Pali French.
Yes, we read, if you have.
The Pali,
because the translation, I think, for Patana is quite close, because not so confusing about the Pali grammar.
See, Ajahnanda, this is from the Patana.
From Pali, okay.
It talks about under vipākāpachya, about the rupa condition, the citta-samuddhi,
By way of Nisayapachya.
By way of Nisayapachya, yeah. Even though it's under Vipakapachya.
Yeah. Under Vipakapachya, it might talk about what are Vipakas.
Yes.
So there must be only Citta and Cittasikas.
Yes.
And when there are Vipaka, especially Vipakapachya,
right.
One has to condition the other.
Right, that's yeah. All. So one shouldn't
that
refer
is Vipaka.
To it,
yeah.
Vipaka but, conditioning, but happens that some Vipaka Cittas condition Rupas. That's
so
all,
it can
it?
Be because of these Vipaka. Can condition rupa.
Yes, but that's like a separate point.
Yeah.
It's not Vipaka.
Yeah.
Okay, very
yeah.
Subtle point.
Yeah.
And under the.
I think that we should just remember that Vipaka Pachya must be only Citta and Cetasika. Yeah, that's
okay.
All. Yeah.
And only Citta and Cetasika that is conditioned as well.
Yeah.
And even though some Vipaka Cittas condition rupa.
That makes it difficult.
But because the Vipaka Pachaya can condition the Rupa, but by other Pachaya, but
yes.
Not by being Vipaka.
Yeah. And so under the Nisya Pachaya, we can say that the Patisandhi, well, we can say that the Patisandhi has to arise at a Vatu, and the Vatu conditions Patisandhi, and this is why it's Anyamanya Nisya, but we cannot say that they condition each other. That's
I think that the Citta can condition the Rupa by being the Nisya of the Hathayavatu or Rupa, but the Hathayavata is the Vattu.
The Vattu, yes.
Rishatan. Vattu, Sahachata.
But the Patisandhi.
Patisandhi, yeah.
The Rupa anyway, but it just needs a Vattu as support.
Right.
That's all that is meant, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit like with Aramana Pachya, it just means that the object is experienced. It doesn't
yeah.
mean the object does anything.
Yeah.
And the same with the Patisandhi, it just means that the Vattu is. Support, but it doesn't
yeah.
mean that the
Cittasika. Yeah. The Nisya Pachya is supportive.
Support condition. Support condition.
And Upa Nisya.
Decisive. Support condition. Yes. There are very subtle points, and one
I
has to keep
that,
considering
yeah,
and
thinking about the nature of reality, like Vipaka can condition the Rupa. But
yes.
Not by way of being Vipaka, but the Rupa cannot
right.
be Vipaka.
Yes.
But for the Citta and Cetasika, they can condition each other.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yes, whether it's Sahajata or Nisya or Vipaka, yeah.
We can read on the sub. But yeah,
yes,
in order to
yes,
support
yes.
the understanding.
And when we're talking about, for example, the Cittas and Cetasikas mutually conditioning each other by Sahajata or Nisya, I think it's exactly the same
yeah.
meaning, actually. Because
you see that when we talk about the Citta conditioned Rupa, by what Pachaya?
Yes.
See, only by Nisya Pachaya.
Yes,
yeah.
And not a Patisandhi.
Yeah.
Just by yes.
Being Nisya, support.
By Nisya
yeah.
at every moment except for the
yeah.
16th, yes. Okay, not by Vipaka. Okay, so even when one reads the Pali, one has to consider it very carefully.
Yeah, because keep on knowing that other Rupa cannot be Vipaka.
Yes.
So they cannot condition the Citta by way of being Vipaka.
Well, the Rupas cannot. Cittas are.
We talk about point by point. Because Rupa cannot experience object.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
cannot be Vipaka
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
So as much as they can condition the Citta, it can be by Vattu.
Yes.
Nisya, Sahachata.
Yes.
See? But when the Vipaka, Citta and Cittasika condition Rupa, because the Rupa cannot be Vipaka, the Rupa cannot, so they can condition Rupa by way of being Nisya of the Rupa.
Yes, yes, that's clear.
Wrong.
The Pali text
no.
is not wrong, the Vatana is not wrong, but it just depends how one reads it.
like Vipaka. Rupa can never be Vipaka at all. So it cannot condition anything by way of being Vipaka.
Vipaka Pacha, yeah. Right. No, it cannot, but the Chitta and Cheta seekers are Vipaka Pacha for other Chittas and Cheta seekers, but they cannot be said to be Vipaka Pacha for Rupas.
For Nama, Rupa cannot be Vipaka Pacha, yeah?
No.
For the Nama.
And the Nama be...
They were confused by the Bali text. So what about the Bali text?
Sorry?
That's the trouble.
That's why if we understand each reality exactly, that Rupa has to be Rupa. Mm. It can never be Vipaka.
No, so Rupa cannot be Vipaka, but I don't. But because the Nama, like Vipaka Chitta, like Bhavanga Chitta,
can condition
Rupa, but why can it not be said that it conditions Rupa by Vipaka?
Because you say that if it conditioned the Rupa by Vipaka, but yeah, Rupa must be Vipaka.
I see. Otherwise. So when it's included there, just because it's saying that the Chittas and Cheta seekers condition each other by Vipaka Pachya, and some of those Vipaka Chittas also condition Rupas by way of Nisya
Pachya.
Yeah. Okay, that's clear. So one has to read the further, or consider the further elaboration.
Yeah.
Kunjit, are you interested in Pachya?
Yes.
Is it easy or difficult to understand?
Difficult.
Very subtle points, right?
Yes.
Ajahn just made a point there about we're always being persuaded or allowing, I'm trying to say it properly like Ajahn, but how so easily we are persuaded by a kusala. Perhaps Ajahn can say it better.
So very, very natural. Warrior, sati, and panya, and all wholesome are like the army. Yeah, it is not like fighting, like the worldly conventional idea, but it's the moment of going against the strength of loba. Yeah. In that way, because it's opposite as well. But Buddha compared moment of kusala is like the warrior, so brave, courageous to go on when enemy is there, the opposite is there. Just to understand, not to kill or to do anything or to harm, because kusala cannot harm at all. It's just the moment of developing kusala stronger in order to have less akusala. That's what we meant by fighting, or the comparison, the simile about the warrior and his sheriff, Sati, and other wholesome jitasikas support one another. But the question you asked before about why it is Sati, not other jitasika, why it is Sati, not other jitasika.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, because Sati is it has the function of just being aware. If there's no awareness, Panya cannot understanding. That's why it needs Sati, not other Jetasika like Parsa, Jetana, Vetana, not at all. Because all these Jetasikas cannot be aware. Only Sati can be aware. That's why it needs Sati, just to be aware. And then Panya develops.
So of all the Sovana Cheta seekers, in this context, Sati is the most important one.
So it is Sati Patthana, because at this moment Sati arises and it is aware by itself immediately. Without Sati, Panya cannot understand the object that awareness is aware of.
We can say that with many of the Sovana Cheta seekers.
Right. Mm. But Prasa, It depends on aloha can arise with any kusala moment, and awareness arises too. But without panya of that level, it cannot be satipatthana.
Sati, not any other factor that balances the faculties and has particular functions.
And it has to be now and very natural. Otherwise, attachment is there all the time. Yeah. That's why only Panya can understand reality as different. Akusla is akusla, and kusla is kusla. It's not only thinking about it, but it's moment of understanding the characteristic, which is akusla as not self, and akusla as not self. We'll continue in the afternoon.
Yeah, that is the main thing.
Otherwise, it's not the teaching of the Buddha.
Yeah.
Who can say that? They know what I'm saying. But when it's the teaching, something in it, the Panya is there.
Very important, very good point, I find this.
Who knows that even I see that, the behavior of Jitta.
And like we said this morning, it's looking at a situation and doing like we're doing good deeds.
Situation.
This is the kusala situation, but forgetting all about kusala and kusala sila. Which one?
It was easy to get but it's so deeply covered by ignorance and attachment. On and on and on and on. Can they be only listening just a little bit of the Buddha of Buddha's word and do something? It's impossible. Only the development of right understanding, naturally to understand it, it has to understand that which I am saying, my conditions. What is not there is only right understanding, because each moment shows that anatta-ness, like seeing, cannot be here, cannot be here. But Panya is not enough. Just can be only the intellectual understanding. All seeing is not here. But the nature, the reality which experiences now, is conditioned by different conditions.
And I think people misunderstand what you say and what the Buddha says when, for example, one encourages people as much good as you can when there's any opportunity,
yeah.
And then it's all taken for my good,
yeah.
And I'm doing so much,
yeah.
Good, and I'm offering so many,
yeah.
Flowers, and I'm helping people so much, and then you just condition for more attachment to oneself instead of understanding that they're conditioned dharmas.
That's why without right understanding, the reality is motivated and brought on down by attachment and ignorance.
And one doesn't see it because one kids oneself, it's all kusa because I'm making these offerings and I'm helping people, but not understanding the strong attachment and motivation.
That's why the difference between parami understand which is part of me and which is not part of me. Yes. Why the gate was me,
and how the kusala, which is not part of me, cannot lead out at all.
This is the way to keep the teachings on. Otherwise, it's lost, disappear. It's really special because when you came back, I had confidence of that sound appear can be studied.
Clinging then.
No.
I was wondering something different
no.
then.
Because,
no?
Because of Kusala, that
yeah.
he thought about his duties.
Yeah, that's what I like
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of attachment too then.
That's why Panya can see the difference. Only Panya
yeah,
can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they arise ultimately.
Yeah, yeah. But that was also my idea of having a picture of him with the relics.
Until Panya is there. No more,
but still, without Panya, there's
you don't know where he is now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But by extending merit, no matter where he is,
yes.
he can appreciate.
Appreciate, yeah,
yeah.
Extending merit and appreciate. That is.
But he's not Lotte Bay anymore.
It's not?
Lotte Bay anymore.
No, no. That's right.
He's now someone else.
We don't know.
But when Tiny Tom asked a question and said something about, oh, well, it's Kusala reflecting on his past Kusala deeds, and he said, well, what about seeing now, hearing now, because it's awful.
So it's not expectation whether it is Kusala or Kusala, it's only that very important.
Just understanding.
And that
now.
Is the best, to hear about seeing and hearing is
yeah.
the best.
Because only
yeah.
the understanding now at this
yeah.
moment can know whether it is any Kusala or just
yeah.
attachment.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise it's just speculating, thinking that,
yeah.
oh, if you're reflecting on someone's good deeds, it must be
Kusala,
but not at all.
Also
wishful thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All wishful thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when one presents
yeah.
the flowers, wishful thinking that it must be all
yeah,
Kusala.
Yeah. Like your birthday, like your birthday.
And now I think that people misunderstood what I like this way. From me, the birthday, every moment is exactly the same.
Birth of each moment.
Yeah. So next year, I will
disappear.
Dissolve my birthday.
No more.
Yeah.
No more. Next year, what will you do? Tell
look, she's going to dissolve, say, no birthday.
Yeah.
But one cannot control the other's accumulations.
I know what I do.
And they will do what they will do.
No more. I said no more. But I have, instead of birthday, it can be the day of worship, the Tripogenes. The day to worship the Tripogenes.
The Tripogenes, yeah.
That's all. Only once, no more. To let them say that no birthday anymore. Only one day of worshiping the Tripogenes.
Yeah, very good. Well, I think that because there's so much appreciation for your teaching, but so much attachment to the person,
to the person,
that I would prefer that they, this is what I keep giving people reminders in Vietnam or somewhere, actually is the Buddha's teachings, and one's paying one's respect to the Dharma's as taught by the Buddha, and otherwise it just leads to more and more attachment to the person, or Jansis is a Jansis, and what about what the Buddha taught? This is a better way of respect.
I would say, forget what I said. Just say what.
Understand what the Dharma is.
And ask about Dharma.
Yeah.
I try every day helping people to have understanding.
Yes.
It's not my fault. Accumulation.
So listen to what the Dharma is about and understand what reality is instead of just thinking about.
That more than I said that. I said this.
Because in the end, it has to be everyone's own understanding, not a judgment.
Sometimes they quote wrongly.
Yes. And then too many, so many expectations.
So I should come next year for a birthday then.
For the non-birthday.
For the non-birthday.
You see that it's only once upon a time. Even now, so we can see each other not so long. In people, in situation, if we provide to us. It's the way to understand that this is the absolute reality. It's no name, no one, no personal being. Only the arising of tattoo by conditions.
And sometimes people may be so lost in their attachment for the person that they're not listening anymore to the words or the dharmas.
Actually, there's no person.
No, just the idea, the dream about the person. Actually, just sound and object.
Also said it is very rare to listen to true Dhamma, to a log, the whole world, to find true Dhamma, a person who can explain it, so they appreciate it.
A person who listened to the teachings said that today's the understanding of the teachings is just like the end of the needle touches the world.
He came?
The end.
Yeah. The needle.
Yeah, of the needle. Just touched the world, that amount.
Yeah. Just a pinpoint.
Pinpoint.
But even when one says, oh, so rare to find someone who can teach a true Dharma and this sort of thing, it can just encourage more attachment to the person, more precious as to appreciate how rare it is to hear about Dharma itself and to consider and understand Dharma, so don't think so much in terms of person, because then it's not understanding the
more like following your version.
And like in Sri Lanka, when you said, oh, you respect so much or appreciate so much when people bow down or give such gifts or pay such respect to a job. But for me, I appreciate more when I talk to people and I know they really consider and understand a lot about the Dhamma.
They see the value of the Dhamma. So when people pay respect to me, it's like they pay respect to Dhamma.
But they may realize, or some of them may know.
So that's why it's Kusala Sila and Kusala Sila, and only Panya can know at each moment. Yeah. And we can't tell by the appearance, when they pay respect in the temple or they pay respect to a jhan. It depends on the chitta. We can't just say this is the good activity, like presenting the flowers in our example. It depends on chittas at different moments, whether there's understanding, whether it's Kusala Sila and Kusala Sila. Otherwise, one's back to having the idea that this situation is good and this one is not so good.
And from understanding better and better of Dhamma, they would understand that why I do dissolve my...
Yes, I understand very easily, I think. Or why you discourage such activity, I understand. Even at the end of the discussion, one could just finish. No need to chant anything. Yeah, I understand.
Because at the moment of understanding, it's like chanting the virtues of the Buddha, and it is the Buddha knows a bit too. They're collecting his wisdom.
No need to announce it, because it's just a moment of understanding.
Sri Lanka, they had a lot of that camp beating.
And now it's very popular in Thailand and many countries thought that Thailand is the best in Buddhism, so they follow the pattern.
Yeah.
Many people now, almost all over the world, just chant when you stay here, begin the year with chanting.
Maybe after you pass away, it'll just become a chanting center.
I thought so. Because you see, now I try to help them to understand that it's useless to have the meditation center.
Yeah.
So all the meditation center in Thailand now, who do not see the value or the benefit of understanding, try to together and against me to hold that they would tell
no surprise or expectation at all, like you were saying, one just does what one can and talk about what is right and about dharmas to those who are interested or have the accumulations to hear.
What's
and
wrong
after
to
that,
say the right things for the other's benefit only, for Kusala.
And it's so easy to see how it's the wrong practice and wrong teaching that destroys the teaching.
Yes. And now people begin to understand better because of the daily activity of monks today is like lay people in Thailand.
Yes.
And not according to Vinaya. So they begin to see the difference between the monk's life and lay people. That now monk's life is not according to Vinaya.
So corrupted. I think mana is a big obstacle. I think that's why many teachers, they end up mana as well as wrong understanding, why they end up leaving and want to become teachers in their own centers.
And attachment.
And attachment, strong clinging to being the teacher and having
wrong teacher.
Wrong teacher.
To be wrong preacher.
Thinking they can do it better, but
to destroy the teachings completely.
Yeah. But like you say, not understanding anything about kusala, kusala, sila.
Why not come together and talk about the truth and be truthful?
They think they have heard enough, but actually not considered carefully at all.
They
not really listened.
And now the director of the Monks University said that before everyone can get the degree, they have to meditate.
Meditate.
Mm-hmm. It is meditation.
So many hours, just anywhere, any kind.
For 3 months. Very proud, saying like that is like the best thing to do, but actually no understanding.
And like at the temple in Sri Lanka, they also wanted to have a meditation period first.
They all had to be silent and meditate.
But I thought that they understood that why we don't like Anna to do like that, just wanting to understand the meditation as well.
I appreciate
Kunina and yours very much about propagating, helping, because in Thai it's not as popular, but in English it can help more people.
Especially because we can put the edited discussions online so anyone can hear.
Sharing.
And then
understand.
And then many people read what Nina writes. Just making it available, but even then, only a few people seem really interested. Yeah. But anyway, at least you give the opportunity.
Matter.
Exactly,
and then just as long as they have read to follow, it depends on.
And then it's still available after we pass away for those who are interested.
You can say, see you next life.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. What life?
Maybe all butterflies flying around together, who knows? Because people think, oh, the other one shouldn't have this interest, so they're quite strong ideas.
It's wrong too,
it's wrong.
Because try to evade dhammas.
Yeah. Try to stop the other following the interest, and then it causes difficulty. I think they should only think.
It's the accumulation of attachment. How can there be no attachment to certain things?
Of course.
My conditions. And I think it is more to help people, not just one's own family or friends.
Yes.
The whole country and the whole
world. Anyone can be in different ways.
So we have to understand what politics is. To know, to understand the truth, no matter is worldly or dhamma is good. Otherwise, it means that one doesn't know anything about the world and think that the world is not dhamma.
understanding if one thinks one should shut off and take any note or shouldn't read the papers or something. Oh, here we are.
Yeah, bye-bye. Good night. Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah.
And that is attachment. Very wise, too.
Yeah, and a kind of wrong understanding, too. Wrong understanding that limits when understanding can arise.
So how can there be a moment of understanding that moment is so sad?
That's right. Forgetting all about conditions. Ooh, that part of the journey went very quickly. The sun shines come out.